Grammar notes. 1. The interrogative word
该是
what is used for a thing. The element
该
is optional.
该是
functions as A. The identification predicate following
啦
你是该是
What is that? B. As the object following a verb.
购买么该是?
What does Miss Mai buy? 2. The interrogative pronoun
now.
Which, what? Follows the noun it modifies and denotes a choice which is to be made from a known set of things or people. The interrogative pronoun
the
what is used in the same function where the choice is from an indefinite set of things or people.
The đây là quyển gì?
What kind of book is this?
Đây là quyển từ điển.
This is a dictionary.
Nào, anh mua quyển từ điển nào?
Which dictionary are you buying?
Tôi mua quyển từ điển kia.
I am buying that one. Note that if
gì
follows a classifier, the classifier may be omitted in the reply. If
now
follows a noun used together with a classifier, the noun may be omitted in the reply, but the classifier is required. 3. The interrogative expression
phải không?
Similar to the English question tag, is placed at the end of the sentence to form a question when the speaker expects his hearer to confirm what he or she just said.
Chị học ở trường Đại học Quốc gia Hà Nội, phải không?
You study at Hanoi National University, don't you?
Anh là người Mỹ, phải không?
You are an American, aren't you? The responses to this kind of question are similar to the responses to the questions formed by the frame construction
có, không,
and
có phải là, không.
In the negative response,
không phải
may also occur at the beginning.
Anh là người Mỹ, phải không?
You are an American, aren't you?
Không phải. Tôi là người Anh.
No, I am an Englishman. 4. The interrogative
à
when placed at the end of the sentence to form a question also asks for confirmation or agreement. However,
à
denotes a speaker's stronger belief that the hearer will agree with him than the expression
phải không?
Chị học ở trường Đại học Quốc gia Hà Nội à?
You study at Hanoi National University, right?
Anh là người Mỹ à?
You are an American, right? 5. The interrogative adverb
ở đâu?
Where is placed at the end of the question, indicating a location only, not a motion.
Anh học tiếng Việt ở đâu?
Where are you studying Vietnamese?
Cô mua chiếc xe máy này ở đâu?
Where did you buy this motorbike? 6. The Vietnamese language has a group of words called classifiers, which indicate the semantic class to which a class of words belongs. Classifiers express a wide range of categories, such as size, shape, fruits, trees, animatedness, inanimate things, etc.
Cái, chiếc, cây, quả, con, quyển, cuốn, tờ, tòa, ngôi.
are the most common classifiers.
Cái
and
chiếc
are used with many nouns denoting inanimate objects. For this type of single objects,
cái
and
chiếc
are interchangeable.
Cái ô tô, chiếc ô tô.
A car.
Cái áo, chiếc áo.
A shirt.
Cái ô, chiếc ô.
An umbrella. The difference between
cái
and
chiếc
will be introduced later.
Cây,
which literally means tree, is used for trees.
Cây lê,
a pear tree.
Cây chuối,
a banana tree.
Cây đu đủ,
a papaya tree.
Quả,
which literally means fruit, is used for fruits.
Quả lê,
a pear.
Quả chuối,
a banana.
Quả đu đủ,
a papaya.
Con,
which literally means child, is used for animals, fish, birds.
Con chó,
a dog.
Con cá,
a fish.
Con chim,
a bird.
Quyển
and
cuốn
are used for books. They are interchangeable.
Quyển sách, cuốn sách.
A book.
Quyển từ điển, cuốn từ điển.
A dictionary.
Tờ
is used for paper, newspapers, magazines.
Tờ giấy,
a sheet of paper.
Tờ báo,
a newspaper.
Tờ tạp chí,
a magazine.
Ngôi
is used for houses, buildings in general.
Tòa
is used for tall buildings. When a countable noun is used with a number, the phrase demands a classifier inserted between the number and the noun. For instance,
một cái ghế,
a chair,
hai tờ báo,
two newspapers,
ba con chim,
three birds. Number plus classifier plus noun. 7. When modifying nouns, the demonstrative pronouns
này,
this,
kia,
that,
ấy, đó,
that, follow the nouns.
Ngôi nhà ấy,
that house,
cái bàn kia,
that table,
quyển từ điển này,
this dictionary,
tờ báo đó,
that newspaper. Note the following word order of the noun group. Classifier plus noun plus pronoun. A demonstrative may follow a classifier, forming a phrase without a noun.
Đây là cái mũ.
This is a hat.
Cái này là cái mũ.
This thing is a hat.
Kia là cây chuối.
That is a banana tree.
Cây kia là cây chuối.
That tree is a banana tree.
Dũng và Hùng đọc sách. Dũng đọc quyển này, Hùng đọc quyển kia.
Dũng and Hùng are reading books. Dũng is reading this one, Hùng is reading that one. Note the similarities and differences between the demonstrative adverbs and the demonstrative pronouns. Adverbs.
Đây.
Kia.
Đấy.
Đó.
Demonstratives.
Này.
Kia.
Ấy.
Đó.